B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a Kentucky judge has been accused of turning her chambers into a glorified frat house, having a threesome with staffers and allowing employees to get drunk on the job, all while abusing her power to win re-election. The judge, Dawn Gentry, was hit with 9 charges by the state's Judicial Conduct Commission on Wednesday related to the Animal House antics.
Oh, you can't do that, right?
Yeah, the trouble started when Gentry hired her band's guitar player, Stephen Penrose. Gentry and Penrose, a former pastor, by the way, proceeded to use the courthouse like a swingers club, investigators allege. The pair had said that they had a threesome with Gentry's secretary, Laura Aubrey. The judge, who served on a panel to help abuse children, also tried to seduce another member of the panel, Catherine Schultz, into having a second threesome.
I mean, they're busy.
Gentry flirted with Schultz on Snapchat and urged her to seduce her husband into having a threesome with the judge and Penrose.
Ask me where my gavel is.
Schultz then quit a panel that Gentry appointed her to. Penrose also annoyed colleagues by jamming on his guitar in a courthouse office provided to him by the judge. Some employees also allegedly drank and stored liquor in the courthouse.
Wow.
But Gentry was not so lenient with those who did not support her reelection campaign. Some staffers told investigators that they were fired for not donating to the run, while others were hired after they doled out some cash.
I think this puts her law career in jeopardy.
The judge faces a disciplinary hearing. Gentry has denied most of the charges against her. Firefighters say nothing threatening was found in a Columbus garage. According to firefighters, a man had called and reported that he received what he called RF burns while building some sort of, quote, quantum physics generator in a garage.
Are those rat farts?
The man used words like particle accelerator, alpha rays, and radiation while describing how he was burned. Responding paramedics didn't see any physical signs of burns.
The name is Doc Brown.
Since radiation was mentioned, firefighters assumed the worst and evacuated 40 nearby homes as a precaution. Hazmat crews then checked the area for radiation. The bomb squad evaluated a device in the garage and found no threat. Firefighters then brought in experts on electrical and radio devices. They determined it was a collection of things. One minor injury was reported. A firefighter sprained his ankle.
Well, you downgraded from radiation burns to a sprained ankle.
Apparently, this guy had some issues, but they had to evacuate 40 nearby homes while they took him to the hospital for a mental evaluation.
Just the kind of neighbor you love.
Yeah. A woman is facing multiple felony charges after an incident at an indoor trampoline park. Prosecutors say Davian Stewart left her children, ages 5 and 1, unattended at Get Air Trampoline Park for over a half hour. So it was a 1-year-old
living
with a 5-year-old. A manager then called police, who contacted the Department of Child Services. Stewart later admitted to police she left the children alone. 2 days later, investigators said Stewart returned to the Get Air location and punched the manager in the face. The manager said the woman came up to her at the front desk and said, "Thanks for calling CPS," and then fractured bones in the manager's nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The manager claimed that everything went black once she was struck. Stewart now faces charges of neglect and neglect of a dependent and battery, resulting in serious bodily injury.
I bet on any other day she's a great mom.
She was arrested 2 days later, which led to further charges of resisting arrest and intimidation. So, you know, walk right in and punch him in the face. That seemed like the thing to do at the time. All right, here's a follow-up story. I remember I had this at the B-File, the banana duct tape to the wall, which sold for over $120,000 on behalf of a renowned artist, is now in the belly of another man, but apparently it's no big deal. The performance artist David Datuna took the bold step this past Saturday and ate the super expensive Musa plant down at the Art Basel Gallery in Miami, which an art collector in France recently bought for a whopping $120,000. That was by artist Maurizio Catalan. Now, Datuna literally walked up, and there's video of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He stripped the brown aging banana from the wall that it was taped to, peeled it open, and in front of lots of shocked onlookers, just ate it.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, he called his performance Hungry Artist. It was performance art that he was doing. Oh. and posted some aftermath footage of what happens to the gallery personnel, sitting him down to take his information. Based on what we can tell, it's a no-no to do that. Banana is not supposed to be tampered with, although the fruit itself is allowed to be replaced on a continuous basis as needed.
Okay, so that's worth 120 grand. Nick, you put on an art exhibition every day when you have your banana.
I'd like some money.
All right, I think Cho's owes you some money.
I'll donate it to Phil Abundance.
There you go.
The French art collector owns the idea of the art piece, so whether the banana itself sticks around or not doesn't affect its value. She still has the certificate of authenticity, so she's still got $120,000 worth of banana art to her name.
Well, I think the artist is a, air quotes, jerk off, and this is a waste of money.
But anyhow, the performance artist who ate it said he would have done it sooner, but he wasn't hungry until then. That's the follow-up to that, but yes.
The world of avant-garde art and performance art.
Exactly. All right, whether you consider this art or not, I don't know, but a man named Brock McLaughlin posted on Twitter Wednesday that he got a tattoo of Baby Yoda sipping a White Claw. The man from Toronto, this is, you know, one of those seltzer water things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those, alcoholic seltzer waters. The man from Toronto captioned the image of the tattoo with "Ain't no laws when Baby Yoda drinking claws." To end 2019, I got a tattoo of Baby Yoda drinking White Claw. Enjoy, baby.
I love Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian.
His tweet was liked over 30,000 times at the time of the writing and retweeted more than 5,000 times. Many expressed that they love the tattoo, and White Claw Hard Seltzer tweeted back, "Truly wonderful this tattoo is."
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a video recording in a Las Vegas parking lot last week shows at least two pigeons pecking and scratching at scattered seeds on the pavement while wearing pigeon-sized cowboy hats.
Pigeons wear hats?
Now, they think that someone glued these cowboy hats onto the pigeons' heads.
That is cruel, and I don't condone it, but I'd probably laugh if I saw it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
And yes, it is. It's technically they shouldn't do that, and it could be dangerous, but it's funny. Look, and one hat is bright red, while the other appears to be beige or white. The original video was shot by a guy named Bobby Lee. I don't think it's the comedian we know.
Wow.
Lee posted the clip on Facebook Thursday, but the video has really picked up steam on Twitter, being watched more than 2 million times. In a video, a man's voice can be heard freaking out about the pigeons and their hats, saying, "These effing birds have hats on, bro." Many Twitter users were amused by the bizarre video. Many also raised concerns about the hat-wearing pigeons. But the Nevada SPCA acknowledged the incident in a tweet on Sunday, adding that a local pigeon rescue group is currently trying to find the birds.
Okay.
That group is Lofty Hopes, a nonprofit animal rescue that focuses on...
It's also a stripper.
Pigeons, yes. A prankster staged an elaborate proposal to his terrified girlfriend by staging a fake robbery. Raymond Giuliano got a fake armed robber to storm a store in Boston while he and his mother of three girlfriend, Chanel, cowered in the back.
This is never a good idea.
In the video, the couple can be seen shopping for beer from the fridges in the back of the store. The camera cuts to show the register where the fake robbery is taking place. The prank crook pulls a fake gun on the store and demands on the clerk and demands that he put the cash from the register in his black duffel bag. The clerk turns to the couple and says, "I just got robbed," to which the prankster replies, "Did you?" And suddenly the actor storms back into the store shouting, "Back, back, back." Panicked, the girlfriend, along with the knowing prankster, run to the back. The girlfriend tries to run beyond the refrigerators along the wall, but Mr. Giuliano, not wanting to disrupt his prank, urges her to stay on the shop floor. Before she cowers on the floor, the robber shouts, "You, back there, right there." And the robber then appears to have a moral battle, mumbling about providing for his children for Christmas. The actor then says, it's okay, you're fine, I've just got to figure this out. A small squeak of fear can be heard from the girlfriend. The robber asks them if they have kids, and she replies in a terrified voice, "I have three." He then asks, "How old are they?" And then they reply. The robber asks him if she is his girlfriend, and when the guy says he is, the robber says, "What do you mean? You're not married. I don't see a ring." And the robber then reaches into his bag and pulls out the ring box and proposes to her.
Guys have done stuff like this before, and making your loved one distraught.
Yep.
Doesn't seem to be a good step off.
I had a friend who acted as though they were getting mugged in a parking garage.
No.
Yes.
To propose?
And he proposed to her. Yes.
Did she think it was romantic?
You know what? I don't know. I'm friends with him. So he was like, it was great. I'm like, mm-hmm. Really? Are you sure?
Yeah. An armed robber is a little intense.
Yep. After this was over, she said, I'm going to kill you. She said yes, by the way, but then yeah. She said, I'm going to kill you, and said that she wanted the beer they originally came in to buy. So apparently it was successful, I guess, sort of. So,
yeah.
All right. One last story, and then we got to wrap this up. Walmart has apologized for an adults-only Christmas sweater that appears to depict Santa with cocaine. On its Canadian website, the retailer pulled the holiday outfit along with several other risque seasonal sweaters Saturday after they caused a stir with social media users.
It's hilarious.
Apparently, the description said these sweaters sold. Oh, I'm sorry. Walmart said that it was sold by a third party seller and does not represent Walmart's values and so on. The sweater showed Santa with three lines of a white substance along with the phrase, let it snow. And it also wrote in the description, we all know how snow works. It's white powdery, and the best snow comes straight from South America. And that's bad news for jolly old St. Nick, who lives far away in the North Pole. That's why Santa really likes to savor a moment when he gets his hand on some quality, grade-A Colombian snow.
And Santa looks like he's out of his mind on drugs.
It said in the description.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.